Hello, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person, and welcome wherever you are, whoever you are. I'm glad that you're here. And if you hear my neighbor screaming in the background, it's because guess what? We're outside and I'm on a walk. I have my mini microphone that I literally just ordered today, and it came like 2 hours later. Amazon is insane because when they said same day delivery, I was expecting it to like come tonight. But I ordered it at like 11 a.m. and I swear it came at like 1 p.m. And I'm like, okay, period. As it should, TBH. But back to my neighbor screaming in the background. So basically what just happened, before I even started pressing record, I was like trying to put my phone on the recording platform. So I'm just like kind of standing on the corner or whatever, minding my business off to the side as I do. Okay, listen. Whenever I start a story off by saying I was minding my business, just know something very unnecessary that shouldn't have happened is about to happen. So I'm minding my business, as you know, and next thing you know, this person's house lights just come on and they're really bright, and I'm like, okay. First thing that comes out the door is this huge dog, and I'm like, okay, but where is your owner? Where is your leash? What's going on? When I tell you, this dog legitimately charges at me, like barking. Big bark, big dog, big stride. And I'm like, so not too much now, not too much. Because I guess I forgot to add, it's like 10 o'clock at night. It's dark. I'm a little bit frightened. I mean, even if it was daytime, why is your dog charging at me like that? What's happening? I'm across the street from the house, so the dog doesn't cross the street to come at me, but like the way he was moving, I thought we were about to tussle. Cause what? And when I say I thought we were about to tussle, I thought he was about to tussle me. He was not playing with me at all. Like, I don't know if he thought I was an intruder, but good sir, I am just minding my business, trying to put my voice on the internet. Like, please, please, you do not have to run at me. So then my neighbor starts screaming for the first time, trying to get the dog to not like pounce on me, I guess. And I'm like, no, he's fine, tee hee hee, as if I'm not scared for my literal well-being and safety. And then I just keep walking because I'm like, yeah, it's just not in the cards for me to be standing right here right now. I'm walking and this minivan pulls up, it passes me, but now it's going like towards where the dog was. And remind you, this dog is not on a leash. They're pulling up close to the dog, and at this point I didn't even realize that the dog was in the street because I just hear their brakes like skid across the ground, which I don't even know why they were driving this fast, because I am in my neighborhood, so why are you pushing 45? I don't know. Like I said, let me just mind my business. So I hear brakes skid. Of course I turn back because what's happening? The dog is in the road and the headlights are just like on it, and the neighbor is screaming for its dog to get out of the road. I don't know. I'm glad the dog wasn't hurt, because literally as soon as I turn back, they like barely miss the dog, and I thought I was like literally about to see the dog get murdered. And I'm like, I just can't handle this right now. Like, I actually cannot do this right now. So I'm glad the dog is okay, and I guess this is just a message to like not let your dog run out of your front door without a leash, especially if you know your dog likes to, you know, roam towards the street. So do better. But anyways, enough on that. I'm outside, as I said, going for a little walk. It's super nice outside. It's a really, really big, bright moon. I'm feeling really good energy right now, and I'm just glad to be able to walk and talk with you. If you hear me breathing heavy, now listen, this is a no judgment zone, like no judgment whatsoever. And the hill that I'm walking on, I wish I could visually show you this, but the incline on this hill is bonkers. The grade on this incline should not even be legal. Like, what's going on? My Achilles is fighting for its life. Like, I'm literally about to be out for the season. So not too much on me. I'm literally climbing a mountain right now. I have my Birks strapped onto my feet, quite literally. We are, you know, just taking on this journey. I don't know where this walk is going to take us, but we're about to see. Today's episode is just truly a chat. I'm really just truly freestyling on the mic. I don't even know what I'm about to say, y'all. I have no idea. So with that being said, let's get into it. First things first, if this applies to you, I need you to listen up very closely, very deeply, and I need you to retain this information. I need you to stop caring about what other people think about you, what other people perceive you as, what other people are saying. Who cares? Literally, who cares? Who cares? Other than you. Like, you shouldn't care. That's the point. As a girly who used to care about how people perceived me, what people thought about me, what people were saying about me, how people felt about me, like literally all of that stuff, I used to be that person. I used to be there. You know what that did? That literally just brought a ton of negativity into my life, and it lowered my self-esteem, and it just made me feel like I couldn't be my authentic self, which makes you feel like you don't even know who you are anymore. Because when you're putting on a facade, let's say, or when you're holding back essential parts of yourself that literally make you you, then you start to feel like you don't even know who you are anymore because you're not acting like yourself. And when you stopped acting like yourself for so long, you forget how to be yourself. Therefore, do not let the ideas and opinions of other people literally lead you down that path, because I'm not gonna lie, it's really hard to like find yourself again after you've lost it. Like, it takes intentional work. You don't just wake up and be like, oh, I'm me again. It's really hard. But if you're just like in a slump, then like you can wake up and be like, okay, I feel like me again. But if it's because other people and their opinions and commentary is bothering you and straying you away from who you are, then it takes work. So literally do not allow people to like push you further from like your greatest self with your highest potential. Don't allow it. Hear me out on this one. A lot of people literally do not even like themselves. Let's keep it a buck. Let's get straight into it. There are so many people who legitimately don't even truly like nor love themselves. So why would you care about their commentary on you? They don't even like who they are. They don't even know who they are. They don't even know what they want to do. They don't even know their interests for real. Like, be so serious. Do not allow other people to define you or to tell you who you are. You define who you are. Other people are literally just noise. Silence them. Put them on mute. You have that power on social media apps and in real life. You don't have to listen to other people. Seriously. Especially if what they're saying isn't even constructive. Like, there's a way to get constructive comments and criticisms and, you know, advice, but all of that negativity, literally just mute it. It doesn't even exist. You don't even feed into that. Okay. And another part of this is, let's just say people aren't saying anything about you, or if they are, you're not hearing about it. So let's just say you're worried about how people are perceiving you. Literally don't. Only worry about how you perceive yourself with no other skewing factors, meaning other people. Do not go in the mirror and be like, oh, but I wonder how other people are going to see me, or will I look good to other people? Is this outfit socially acceptable? Is my hair trendy? Like, who literally cares about any of that? Only worry about how you perceive yourself. Do you think you look good today? Everything else aside, everyone else's commentary aside, do you feel like you look good today? Do you feel good today? That's all that matters. Think of something that you're really, really good at. Think about it. Do you have it? Okay, cool. So that thing, you know you're good at it. You feel like you're good at it. All that good stuff. Now hear me out. What if some random person you have literally never seen before that doesn't even have qualifications within that thing that you're good at? So for me, let's just say I'm talking about podcasting, for example. Let's say this random person I literally do not even know comes up to me and it's just like, your podcast is terrible. You are literally insufferable. Let's just say that happens. Do you think I'm going to go to my room crying, deleting every episode I've ever uploaded and vowing to myself that I will never do podcasting ever again? Absolutely not. Because why would I care about what this random person thinks and how they feel about me? I only care about how I feel about me and how the people I love and trust feel about me. Everyone else is literally just noise. Don't get me wrong. the noise can be positive. Like, there is some good noise. There's also bad noise. Like, someone screeching is probably bad noise in most people's opinions. So I would probably turn that off if that came over my aux. But good music, you know, I can turn it up. The point is, you can choose and pick what type of energy you want in your life, what you want to take with you, what you want to let affect you. Unfortunately, you can't mute everyone. Unfortunately, you can't just live a life where you never hear anything negative and no one ever says anything bad to you and no one ever has an opinion of you that's negative. Okay, a car literally just ran past me. My bad. Anyways, that's not life. What you can do is decide what you're going to take with you and what you're just going to leave for the birds. This leads to the bigger thing of just doing things that you like to do, because when you're doing things that you like to do, wearing things that you like to wear, saying things that you like to say, then usually you're not going to care if someone else has an opinion on it that's negative because you like it. Therefore, don't try to do things solely for other people to like it, because people are literally going to judge you regardless of what you do. Literally. You could be a saint, a literal, like, in a religious book saint, and someone in this world would still find something negative to say, something to pick you apart for, no matter what it is. So with that being said, just do what you want. Literally, just do what you truly want to do, because then the noise is easier to ignore. When you're doing something that you don't even like and someone has something to say about it that's negative, that sucks, and it's going to affect you a lot more than if you're doing something that you actually love and someone judges you for it. Because it's like, you love what you're doing, so why should I care about this other person? Like, I'm happy. Therefore, forget them. Pick rocks. You know what I mean? But if you're doing things to solely fit in and you're still not accepted, then it's like, this, like, actually really, really sucks. So don't do that. A little transition, because I feel like I've been hearing a lot of people talk about this and have this kind of experience, which is living their life for other people. Oh boy, oh boy. Okay, so when it comes to this, I want to ask you a question. How many lives on this earth do we get? And I guess that wasn't a good question because people have different beliefs. But if you are with my belief system, which is that you literally only live on this earth one time, YOLO, all of that good stuff, then why would you live your life for someone else when you only have one? Why would you do anything that you don't want to do, that you don't have to do, if you only live one life? Living your life for someone else doesn't necessarily have to mean like you're doing all of these things for someone else. Like, let's say our parents. That's a big one. People wanting acceptance from their parents, support from their parents, validation from their parents. All these very, very, very valid things. I have literally come across people that are pursuing careers that they do not want to do, have no interest in, low-key hate, like, do not like doing this at all because of their parents. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to study aerospace engineering because that's what my parents want me to do. I'm so sorry. You literally only live one time. I feel like I keep saying that, but I just have to stress this because, like, that's something that we already know. We know death is inevitable. That's the only thing in life that we know that we can expect for sure. That is really the only certainty in this life. We are going to die. Like, not to get morbid, you know, we live and we die. That's a known fact. With that in mind, if I know that I only have limited time on this earth and I only have one time to do it and I don't know when my end is going to come, I'm not about to do anything that I do not want to do, that I don't have to do, because someone else wants me to do it. How does that make sense? If someone else wants me to do something that bad, I just respectfully need them to go do it for themselves, like, honestly, because I'm not about to put that type of pressure on my life, on my emotions, just on myself in general, because of someone else's wants and wishes. That's their business. If they want that bad, then go ahead and they can go do that. But don't live doing things that aren't true to you, and don't do things that you literally hate doing. Even if you do it there's still something that they're not going to be happy about. There's still going to be something else that they want you to do, you know? So it's like, it's going to be a never ending thing. So just do what you want to do. Not only because it's going to be a never ending thing and they're going to just keep raising the bar and raising the expectations and you can do this, you can do that, you can be this, you can be that, be what you want to be, but also because you only have one time to be it. So be true to you. That was kind of like a big taxing example, like when it comes to careers. And I know that's honestly kind of common with parents pressuring their children to be doctors, be lawyers, be just any type of professional career like that. That's not new. That's probably never going to end. I know there's a lot of things that go into that. Maybe your parents won't help you with your college tuition if you don't do that. Maybe your parents might go as far as disowning you. Like, I really don't know the situation, but I just want you to think about that, truly. I know that I may think differently from other people and have different viewpoints. And even then, one of my mottos is that I'm always going to do what I want within reason because it's my life. Why would I not live it how I want to live it? Anything that anyone else wants to do is between them and their life. And let me choose my words a little bit more carefully with this. I'm not talking about when people are giving you life advice or trying to lead you in the right direction if you're making bad choices. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about when someone's genuinely trying to pressure you to do something and pursue something or be something that just does not align with you at all, whether that be your values, morals, interests, or just wants for yourself. For example, if someone that was important to me in my life was trying to get me to be a rocket scientist, there's nothing wrong with being a rocket scientist, and that's honestly a very good idea and career path. But that's not for me. I'm not going to take everything that they're saying and apply it to my life because that's what they want me to do. That's what they think I should be doing. That's not me. And that's okay. Furthermore, I apply this thinking when it pretty much comes to anything in my life. Okay, we're going to talk about life mottos now. Now that I think about it, this is just my whole motto of I'm never going to do anything that I don't want to do within reason. Meaning, it can be as small as going out with my friends on a random night. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. I never let anything like pressure me. And not to say that my friends would ever pressure me or anything like that, but I just don't let anything pressure me to do anything that I don't want to do. Even if the event is cheap that night, even if there's going to be a lot of people there, there's going to be a special appearance by a celebrity. Like, if I don't want to go, I don't want to go. Like, I don't really let any factors try to convince me of doing something that I know I just don't want to do. Because then I always end up regretting it. Because sometimes I'll even try to convince myself just to do it, just to like go out with my friends. I don't like going out. My friends will get me to go out like literally once a semester. So after my get me to go out one time ticket gets used, sometimes I'll be like, well, maybe I should because I never go and blase, blase, blase. But it's just like, I just don't want to do it. And that's okay. Like, I don't have to convince myself to do things that I don't want to do. You don't have to have an explanation for why you don't want to do things. Because you don't want to is a very valid reason. And I feel like sometimes situations or people make you feel like you have to have this legitimate reason that's literally prohibiting you from doing this thing. But it's just like, I just don't want to. It's really as simple as that. And this can go hand in hand with people pleasing. I've had times where people have wanted me to come hang out. I would feel scared to be like, you know, I just don't want to tonight. And I'd like feel like I had to make up this elaborate reason as to why I couldn't hang out, rather than it was just that I didn't want to hang out. Instead of being like, oh, like, not tonight, I'm just not feeling it, I'd be like, I have all this homework I have to get done, so I just can't. So it made it seem like it wasn't that I didn't want to, and it was just more of like, I couldn't. Then I realized after a while, there's literally nothing wrong with just not wanting to do something. You don't have to explain yourself to anyone. You don't have to have this elaborate reason to not want to do things. Like, you can just literally not want to do them. So don't just do things because other people want you to do them. And heavy on the within reason part. If your mom wants you to wash the dishes, don't just be like, actually, I'm not gonna do that because I don't want to. Like, okay, now we're getting rude. We're getting like unnecessary and it's getting problematic. I mean, with things that you don't want to do, that you don't have to do. Like, that's something like you have to do. Let's be serious. Or I'm not going to take this test for this class because I don't want to. Well, don't be surprised when you don't get credit for it. There's definitely a ceiling with this, but you're smart and you know what I mean. So I'm not going to give any more examples. You know what's reasonable and what's not reasonable. My second life motto is that everything works out for me. And sometimes this throws people off when I say this because they just see it as she's full of herself or like delusional. But I mostly just see it as a positive affirmation. The bigger picture of this is just to literally just positively affirm your life all the time. Your thoughts and every word that comes off of your tongue is so much more powerful than you think it is. Therefore, the motto of everything works out for me has a deeper meaning, and this deeper meaning and thing behind it is that everything that you're thinking and saying should be positive. Not in a fake positivity, like toxic way, but more of a even turning negative situations into positive things and just always trying to speak positively, because what you say and what you think can really come into fruition. With that knowledge, making sure that when you speak, it's intentionally, and when you think, it's also intentionally too. How can you expect your life to be positive if you're constantly being negative? Or if you're constantly thinking negatively of yourself, how could you expect to perceive yourself as positive things, as being beautiful, as being intelligent, if you're constantly telling yourself the opposite? How can you expect people to perceive you as positive things if you don't even perceive yourself like that? Like, it literally all starts with you. It's kind of like the impact of confidence on other people. If someone comes up to you and they seem very confident and sure of themselves, you usually feed off of their energy and how they showcase how they feel about themselves. That's usually how you perceive them. So with that being said, if you come up to someone and you seem like insecure about yourself, about who you are, about the way you look, about all that type of stuff, then usually people are going to feed off of that and affirm what you've pretty much just showcased to them. So if you feel like you're unattractive and you're kind of like putting that vibe out there, then other people are going to view you as a little bit unattractive because that's literally how you feel about yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect other people to? If you don't love yourself, how can you expect other people to? Like, people feed off of energy without even knowing it. So with that being said, make sure that your own energy towards yourself is good and genuine, because then that helps other people perceive you in that same light. More on the phrase, everything works out for me. Why would I say the opposite? Why would I go around being like, nothing works out for me? If I went around saying that, then I wouldn't be surprised if nothing ever would work out for me if I was saying that. You know what I mean? Even just saying that right now kind of like just made me feel uneasy, because I don't even like saying things like that. I don't like putting any sort of negative juju on my life. Like, I don't like that. I don't rock with it at all. Life has a lot to do with patterns and repetition. And if you're constantly telling yourself negative things, don't be surprised if all that starts happening. Because when I constantly tell myself positive things, positive affirmations, it usually happens. Not even usually, it pretty much always happens. So when I go into life and I'm always telling myself everything works out for me, and then people always wonder why everything works out for me, it's because I affirm it every day with everything I do. And I believe it. When you say something enough, you truly believe it. When I was a lot less, you know, sure of myself, and my self-esteem was a lot lower, you know, some issues going on, all of that stuff, I was one of those people that was like, nothing works out for me. I'm this, I'm that. And it's just like, who is that helping? It's not helping me. It's not helping how people see me. So why am I doing that? I'm better off saying positive things that I don't even believe yet than saying negative things that everyone, including myself, is going to start believing. Say the things that you want to be true, even if you don't believe them, because over time, you will, because you say it so much, and it's a pattern, and you're repeating it, and you're affirming it, and you're giving energy to it. Give energy to things that you want to happen, not the latter. I will literally say the craziest, most off-the-wall things and ideas to people that truly have no business working. Like, no business working. That's how I know that affirmations and the tongue and what you think is so powerful. Because I tell myself everything works out for me. It always does. I truly believe that. And I'm to a point where I'm just so far gone within like positive delusion, if you want to call it that, that like, I don't care what anyone says. Someone could literally get in my face and be like, you are literally delusional. You are crazy. You are full of yourself. This and the third. Blase, blase, blase. And I would literally just be in my head like, everything works out for me. Like, I'm just like to that point because it's true. And no one can tell me otherwise. No one can tell me otherwise. So sorry. Like, get to that point where like, where you're just like so locked in to your positivity and all of that stuff that like nothing even fazes you. I have literally told people some of the dreams / aspirations / things I want to pursue. And they look at me, like literally just like look at me like I'm crazy. They always say the same thing. So how are you going to do that? How is that going to work? Blase, blase, blase. I can tell that it irks people when I say this. But my only response is, I just know it's going to work because everything works out for me. Like, that's literally my only response. Even if I do have a plan. But it's like, sometimes I don't have a plan. But I know in my heart and I know in my mind that it's going to work out for me. Because why would I have reason to believe otherwise? Why would I train my mind to believe otherwise? That's doing myself a disservice. Even if it doesn't work, okay, who cares? But why would I up the chances of it not working by doubting myself? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. So you shouldn't either. Motto number 3 is that some things are just simply a blessing in disguise. This is me getting like into peak delusion. And when I say delusion, I'm honestly just like kidding. I don't think this is actually delusional. I think that this is actually helpful. Unfortunately, some things just don't work out. And that's just life. Even though I'm saying everything always works out for me, you know, reality can be reality. But this is how I cope with that. And this is how I kind of offset the disappointments of that. Back in the day, I would get very disappointed if things didn't end up working out how I wanted them to work out. And I felt like it was a failure. When in reality, a lot of things are just a blessing in disguise. Let's say I apply for this job and I'm like, yeah, everything works out for me. Like, I got this. Okay, let's say I didn't get it. Dang, it'd be like that. I don't let myself get too emotionally invested. I don't let myself get too upset about it because this is how I think about it. There was literally a reason why I didn't get the job, and it was for a bigger purpose I just don't see yet. Not everything is a failure. Not everything is like inherently bad. When something doesn't work out, that's just because it needed space to allow what needed to actually work out to actually work out. I'm going to give a real life example of this. I graduated 8th grade and I ended up moving to a whole different city area school district that was 60 plus miles away from where I grew up. I just graduated 8th grade and I'm about to go to high school knowing absolutely no one. You can probably see why I was highly upset about this. I've had my friends that I've known for a really long time. They're all going to the same high school. Everything was gonna be cool. And now look at me moving across the state, basically. And I don't know anyone. And high school is such a big thing. So scary when you're going into it. I saw this entire situation as so negative. I didn't want to do it. I was scared. I was mad. And like, you're about to go into high school, so you already have all these emotions going on that you don't even understand. So like, I was just going through it. Trust and believe. See how this can be framed as a really, really bad situation that's like, okay, this sucks. I wish I didn't have to do this. I wish I could just stay in my school district that I'm very comfortable with, where I have really good friends, where I know everyone, where everything's gonna be cool, calm, and collected. But then me moving school districts turned into a complete blessing in disguise. What I originally had thought was going to be really bad actually ended up being the best thing that could have happened. And I'm so glad that I ended up moving. I literally would not be who I am today if it wasn't for moving to this school district, going to the school, meeting the people I've met, having the experiences that I had in a new place. I truly, truly needed that. I just couldn't see it at the time as it was happening until I got to the new school, made my friends, did all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm actually glad I did this. This worked out. That's the blessing in disguise part. You have to look at life like that. Like when you get rejected from things or when something doesn't work out how you wanted it to work out, just think to yourself, there's some sort of blessing in disguise when it comes to this. Another example is like, let's just say you're about to buy your dream car, but the deal doesn't go through for whatever reason, and you're really upset about it and you're sad. But then you find out later down the line that there was something wrong with the car and you would have had to like put all of this money into it, and it was going to end up being a really bad deal. Blessing in disguise. What you thought was good actually really wasn't as good as you thought it was, and it left room for you to do and get something even better. So yeah, when things inevitably don't go as planned, it can be the you dodged a bullet part, you wanted this, but you didn't end up getting it, but then you realize that it was for the best, or the better opportunity trope, where you didn't end up getting something, but then it was really just because you were going to get something even better than what you originally actually wanted. When things inevitably don't go as planned, don't falter and get into this ring of negativity and like beat yourself down and be like, I'm never gonna have an opportunity like this again, or whatever else you're saying, because that's not true. Literally, first thing you need to think is, okay, I'm going to allow myself to feel how I feel, because this probably doesn't feel good, and that's okay. So allow yourself to have that moment. But then when you're ready, think to yourself, this is a blessing in disguise, and affirm that's a blessing in disguise, and something better is going to come, or there was a reason why this didn't happen to you. But really just try to affirm that the reason that this didn't happen to, for you, is because something better is coming. And I promise you, I promise you, if you affirm your life with these things I've said so far throughout this episode, and you like truly affirm it, and consistently affirm it, and genuinely believe what you're affirming after a while, because I know it takes practice. Like, especially if you've been living within a negative mindset, it's gonna feel stupid. It felt stupid for me, but then after a while, it just became second nature, and like, I just can't not do it. It's proven to work. So like, now I'm really not gonna not do it. Give yourself time to get into this mindset, because I promise it's beneficial, and that's a promise I can actually make. I'm not sure if I'm on my third motto or fourth motto, but we are going to end this episode with this. And this is something I say all the time, whether I'm joking or being so for real. And that is, we must prevail. So usually I say this in like more of a joking way, like I'm being serious, but I'm also joking. So I'm saying it comically, but I'm being serious. If anything happens in life, especially when I'm with my friends, I don't know, let's just say we walked all the way to this restaurant just for it to be closed, I would jokingly but seriously be saying, we must prevail, meaning like we just gotta keep it pushing. We'll find other food, we'll find a way, but we must prevail. Like, we can't let this get us down. That's kind of a very simple, not much emotion to it example, but there's definitely times where you feel like you wanna give up, but you just can't. You can't give up on life. You can't give up on your dreams. You can't give up on what you deserve and what you want to achieve. You can give up on ideas if you want to, and I don't even consider that giving up. You just realize that it's not for you, and that's literally okay. I hate when people think that quitting or giving up is like such a bad thing. Like, sometimes you need to stop doing certain things, because like after a while it's like, okay, what's something else I could be doing, or how can I like change this so it's, you know, working a little bit better? That's not quitting. I consider quitting to be when you just literally stop believing in yourself. That's what I mean by quitting and giving up. Never stop believing in yourself. Never stop pushing towards your ultimate goal. And when I say ultimate goal, that doesn't have to be something like super specific. Like, I need this specific job title at this specific company making this specific amount of money. Like, that's like we're putting a lot of contingencies on things, and that's kind of crazy. When I say quitting, like, if you know that one day you want to own a home, just because you get rejected from like the first home doesn't mean like you should just be like, okay, I'm done, whatever, this is out of the cards for me. We must prevail. You can decide that like, okay, maybe right now it's not the best time for me to buy a house. That's not quitting. But just giving up on something that you truly want completely, indefinitely, is crazy. We must prevail. Even though I'm on a walk and I told myself I'm going to do 3 miles, but I'm at 2, and I'm like, I low-key don't want to do this anymore. I just tell myself in my head, we must prevail, because you're never going to regret, you know, doing something good. I have never regret actually doing my 3-mile walk. If anything, I'm like, okay, I'm glad I actually like prevailed and did it, because I feel good. I'm glad that I did it. I'm glad that I kept true to myself and I kept my promise. You know what I have regret? Not going at all. Not prevailing. Being like, I don't feel like it. Who asked you how you felt? Seriously, not even to sound mean, but like, who asked you how you felt? So some things, like, You just truly just you have to prevail. You just have to do it. Especially when it comes to like things that are bettering you. There are so many days where I don't feel like doing a lot of things, but I do them because we must prevail, and I do them because I have to. I owe it to myself too. I don't owe it to anyone else. It's not like, oh, I'm going to class because I have to because of my parents, like they'd be mad at me. I'm going to class because I owe it to myself to go to class. I made it this far. I got into this really good college. We must prevail. There are so many days where I don't feel like working out. And honestly, I'm not even going to sit here and lie to you guys. I really haven't been working out as much as I used to lately. I don't even know why. Honestly, that's something I need to journal about. That's something I need to like really reflect on, because girl, what's going on? We got to keep this waist on thinna and the booty plump. But the thing is, I've been letting my feelings get into the way of what I need to be doing and what I owe to myself and what aligns with my goals. My goals is to stay fit. How is me not working out moving me towards my goal? It's literally not, which is why I need to be telling myself a lot more, we must prevail. And when I say I haven't been working out, like I've been going on like really long walks and stuff, but I haven't been like in the gym lifting, doing Pilates, doing workout videos as much as I used to. And that's like kind of a big thing when it comes to staying toned. Like walking's good, and sometimes you gotta like give yourself more credit. So I do need to give myself more credit. I have been moving my body, and that's good. But I know that I could be doing more, and I'm capable of doing more. So I need to be telling myself I must prevail and just doing it. The entire point of me saying we must prevail, it's so you stay on top of things and you do what you owe yourself to do to get where you want to be. So whenever I don't feel like doing things that I know I should be doing, I just tell myself by default, we must prevail. And that usually gets me into check. And then I end up doing it. And guess what? I survive every single time. And I realize, oh my gosh, it wasn't even that bad. So don't let your feelings of not wanting to do something or not feeling like doing something, I'm too this, I'm too that, like literally just do it. The other day, I did not feel like going to the gym. Like my alarm went off. It was 6 a.m. I'm like, do not feel like getting up. I'm cold, this and the third. But then I told myself I was going, and I'm breaking my trust with myself by telling myself I'm going to do things and not doing them. Make sure you maintain good trust with yourself, because it's kind of hard for you to trust other people, and sometimes for other people to even trust you if you can't even stick to your own word when it comes to you. You can't even keep your own promises to yourself. It's like, how can other people trust you? How can you even trust yourself if you know that you say these things and you don't even do them? We must prevail. So all of those goals that you have that you're not working towards, or you're not putting a little bit of time into each day, literally tell yourself, I must prevail, and just do it. And I promise you're going to be okay, because you're never going to regret doing anything that's going to lead to the betterment of yourself or your life. I'm making a lot of promises tonight, but I'm so serious. I'm passionate about this. For example, I literally was not even going to record this episode today because I'm like, I'll just do it tomorrow. But this was literally on my to-do list. Ink pen. I looked at that and I'm like, let me mic up. We must prevail. And you know what? I don't regret doing this episode. It actually made me feel so much better. Not that I was having a bad day or anything. It's so good to be outside on this walk, on this mic, talking to you under this beautiful, beautiful moon. I don't know. I don't think it's a full moon today, but she sure is bright and stunning as per usual. And it just feels good. So prevailing towards anything good is always a good thing. You know, in life, you're going to regret not doing the things you say you're going to do. Not prevailing for the betterment of yourself. You're not going to regret going to the gym because at first you didn't feel like it. Literally after the fact, you're going to be like, okay, that wasn't even that bad. Or if it was that bad, it's just like, okay, but I went, I accomplished something, and I got through it. And that shows perseverance, seriously. But it's pushing 11 p.m., guys. And last night, I didn't go to bed until 2 a.m., and I had to get up at 6. I don't even know how I'm still moving. Let me look at my Apple Watch and tell y'all how much I've walked today. While we have been chatting, I have walked 4 miles in Birks. I feel like Birks were a trend at first, but I'm not even going to hate on them because they are literally so comfortable. Like the fact that I've walked 4 miles in these and my feet feel better than when I walk in my Nike gym shoes is insane. Insane. Birks for the win. Today in general, I have 23,000 steps, honestly pushing 24,000. That's a total of like almost 10 miles. And I've done 168% of my move goal. So honestly, I'm not even that upset with myself for not doing a workout video. If I could walk all day, I would. But to stay toned and all of that good stuff, I need to like actually work out and not just walk. But I just love walking. Thank you for joining me on this nighttime walk. I truly enjoyed it. It healed something in my soul. I needed this. It ate. Like, okay. I feel so free. I'm breathing fresh air. I love the studio, don't get me wrong, but this was definitely a game changer. So I hope to do this a little bit more often. I'm vibing. I'm doing what I love. Yeah, it was a vibe for real. I hope you enjoyed hearing the sounds of nature in the background. If you can even hear it, I'm not sure what this mic is picking up or not. I literally bought it on Amazon for like $15. So hopefully this audio quality is somewhat decent, but this episode was good, so I'm putting it up regardless. Not too much on the audio if it wasn't good. Have an amazing day, morning, night, whatever time it is for you. Remember just to be you. Like, I feel like I say this every single time, but some of the most important things are very, very simple in nature. See, I was low-key ending the episode, but now I feel like I'm continuing to talk. But I'm gonna leave you guys with this piece of information and vulnerability on my side. There was a big gap in my podcast, a few big gaps, where I just stopped posting. I feel like it's because I have kind of the sense of imposter syndrome that sometimes I feel like I get on the mic and I don't have anything valuable to say, or I feel like what I'm saying is stupid or no one cares, and like just all of that negative stuff that I told you to steer away from throughout this entire episode. You know, when I'm saying these things and giving this advice, it's because I've literally experienced that before. This advice in this podcast, the entire point is that it's my experience turned into listener advice. That's literally all this is. Stuff that I've gone through and kind of my journey that now I can get on here and speak on it because I've lived through it. I've done it. I've been there. So I was having all of these negative thoughts and belief systems and doubts when it came to getting on the mic and talking. So I just didn't. I didn't do what I love to do because I was letting negativity get the best of me. What other people would think stopped me from doing what I want to do, doing what I love. And that's sad. You can't live life like that. I can't live life like that. That's just a disservice to myself. I'm going to let other people stop me from living my life. What type of stuff is that? Seriously. Live your life. I have been there, not living my life because of outside noise. Don't do it. It's not worth it. People are going to say whatever they want to say, whenever they want to say it, regardless of whether you do what you love or you do what you hate. Same goes with self-esteem. Same goes with appearances. If I think I'm the most beautiful girl in the world, someone out there is going to think that I'm a 0 out of 10. If I think that I'm a 0 out of 10, there's someone out there that thinks I'm a 10 out of 10. Choose the better option, because either way, people are going to think whatever they want to think. We can't control other people. You can only control yourself. That's literally the beauty of it. You can't make other people think things. You can't make other people do things. But you know what you can do? You can make yourself think things. You can make yourself do things. You can create your own mindset. You can change your entire psyche if you want. But I'm genuinely approaching my home now, so I'm going to leave the podcast with that for a little food for thought. Like I said earlier, thank you for joining me tonight on this beautiful, cool night. Loved everything about this, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. More to come soon. I will catch you when I catch you. Peace, love, tranquility, as always. Hugs and kisses. Mwah, mwah, and peace out.